Welcome to the podcast of Mercast 2024. Today's guest, Steve Boot.
Hi, today I'd like to introduce you to a very special guest. Our collaboration began in November 2016 and he has been a regular guest of mine ever since. I remember that very day when I posted the event on Facebook and spent a whole afternoon standing in one place in my kitchen because my phone exploded from all the ticket orders. Within 3 days the event was sold out. My husband was stunned. He hadn't expected that our guest would actually generate so much interest in the Zumba world. He is one of the best trainers in the world and is also developing a second mainstay in the field of personal development. No matter what he starts, it is all characterized by incredible passion and dedication. I think I speak for many of us when I say he is a charismatic role model and an endless inspiration in many ways.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Andre. How are you?
Thanks. I'm fine. I hope you're fine, too.
I'm doing great, as always. You know, I don't have many bad days, so thank you for asking.
For those who don't know you yet, can you say a few words about yourself and briefly introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, sure, of course. So my name is Steve Boot. I come from Belgium. I am the ZES in Scandinavia and the Middle East. And I've been teaching in the fitness industry for a long time now. I'm calculating, and I think it's over, 30 years actually this year. Oh my God. But I love it. My passion is to educate people, to inspire people, to help people make steps forward. So the last couple of years, I'm also slowly going into life coaching. So I wrote a book in Belgium as well. So I do a lot of keynote speaking for motivational sessions as well.
You've already been a presenter twice at the Mercast Adventure Mine at Zumba in a Mine. What makes the experience so special for you?
Oh, what makes Mercast so special is that, the location. You know, I've been teaching, as I said, for a long time, for 30 years. And sometimes people ask me, what is one of the most amazing locations? And I've been all over the world, I have to say, but Mercast the Mine is really that special location that I'm always mentioning because I say, you know, I taught a class 400 meters under the ground and people like, what? How is that possible? And then I explain them the story that it's a mine and you go down with the elevator and then you go through tunnels with this truck and it's amazing. And they think, wow, is it not too suffocating or too dark? And I say, no, absolutely not. They do concerts there. It's great, great, great. So I have to say it's very special just because of that experience of going there. And then we teach the class and it makes it even more special.
Yeah. Can you describe your emotions when you think back to these events?
Well, my emotions is just euphoria, you know. When I now think about it, the whole experience that we'll be teaching there again, and also the acoustic is great and the energy. And you know, I always say when you want people to remember your class, you make sure that they feel something, not just do something like the choreographies, but they have to feel something. I've done classes where I did a 1 hour great choreographies, but I didn't feel anything. And when you're in Mercast in the Mine, you feel it's the whole energy of that place that just makes you feel great. It's really, really cool.
Why do you think people should take part in this event?
Well, as I said, I think people should really, really experience it and take part in the event because of the experience of the location. You know, we all need to go and do something crazy once in a while or maybe every year. And even though it's not crazy in a bad way, it's crazy in a way like, wow, this is amazing. So I would tell people, look, it's the whole good thing about going to a masterclass is you get excited, you do the class, you go home, it's great. But now you can get excited about the location and the masterclass. So I always tell people, if you want to go to a crazy location this year or once in your life, then that is the perfect spot.
In addition to the masterclass in the Mine, you are offering another highlight on Friday evening. Can you tell us a little about this seminar?
Yes, of course. And I know there's a lot of people who already took sessions with me. But as many people know that the last couple of years, I'm also doing a lot of motivational sessions. I'm invited to a lot of events as a keynote speaker to talk about how to build confidence. So what I do now is I've created a workshop where I give people tips and tricks how to build their confidence. And sometimes we think like, I don't know if I need confidence, but sometimes we don't realize that we're stuck. We don't always realize that we can do better. And I want to show people the potential that they have and the growth potential that we have in life. Whether it is for your career, self-love, relationship, friends, we can always improve in life. And what I do is I teach people those tricks, how to build your confidence to make those steps forward. So if you feel like you're stuck, how do I get out of it? If I'm too scared to set my goal, how do I learn to set a goal? How do I take action? But most of all, how do I not get blocked by failure, by social media, by comparing yourself to other people? Because sometimes that is the reason why we don't move forward, because we're scared of failure, because other people tell us, oh, don't do that, it's stupid, or because of the comparison. You look at Instagram or social media or other events and you see other people do something and you get insecure because of their success. So in that webinar or seminar, I'm going to talk about that a lot. So it's going to be super, super interesting. Everybody has to do it.
Are there any entry requirements for the seminar, or can anyone take part?
Everybody absolutely can take the workshop. So it's not just a workshop that is for instructors. Everybody can and everybody should take it, especially people that think, oh, I don't know if this is for me, and they get a little insecure. And definitely you have to take that workshop then, because it's really easy tips. So I'm not going to teach anybody difficult. It's not rocket science. It's not mathematics. It's something very easy. And most of the things that I will talk about, a lot of people can already know deep inside, but sometimes they need that confirmation from somebody else to say, yes, do it. Take that step. Move forward. So the workshop is definitely for everybody. And I hope that I can welcome everybody there, of course.
Is there anything else you would like to tell the audience?
Anything else I want to tell everybody? Say yes to things. Go do new experiences. You know, sometimes we have people inviting us to go do something in a day, or we go to a wedding, and there's something in ourselves, in our body, that says, I don't feel like going. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this day trip. And then you do it and you go home and you say, oh my God, it was absolutely amazing. So sometimes we get stopped or blocked by our own insecurities to go and do something new. And even if you feel like, I don't know if this is something new for me, still do things. Go and do a new event with your friends. Even if you're on your own, go to that event, make new friends, create experiences in your life. I've learned to do that. There's many moments in my life where I don't feel like doing anything, where I feel like, I just want to stay home and not go anywhere. But then I force myself to do it. And then after that day, I come home and I said, oh my God, I'm so happy I did that, because now I created new experiences, new friends. So do things in life. Say yes to things. Say yes to the workshop and say yes to the class with everybody. So I hope to see you all there, of course.
So, a beautiful final word. Thank you for taking the time.
No, thank you for the invitation. I'm super happy to be part of this podcast, for sure.
It's always a great pleasure. Today, Steve Boot was our guest, and we will continue our series in the following days and weeks. Information about the event on 17th February 2024 in the Merkur's Adventure Mine, the supporting program, accommodation options, tickets, and much more information can be found in the show notes, on Facebook, and via email to party@sandra-kretzing.de. Please send any comments, suggestions, criticism, praise or questions about the podcast to podcast@sandra-kretzing.de.
Yes, for sure. See you all there. Can't wait to meet you all. Ciao, ciao.